Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
There are beautiful, available women in Latin America and the Dominican Republic. You bet your asses. However,
it comes with a catch. But listen after these, and we'll explain it. Hey, man, are you thinking your life over and rethinking after this pandemic situation? Well, this is the best time in history to work remotely or retire in paradise. The world's tropical real estate listings are right here waiting for you. We know the protocol. We can narrow it down for you and point you in the right direction. Get the lowdown. Tell us what you're looking for via email. You can find my email in the episode notes, printed right in the episode notes.
Tropical Paradise Waits is a podcast produced here in Cabarete in the Dominican Republic. It is intended to share the world's fun places. After over 20 programs, our analytics show almost half of our listeners are from right here in the Dominican Republic. Based on the advice, get to know your listeners, we are now redirecting the show to feature more local events, people, and restaurant reviews. Let's launch your podcast. It's fun, it's free, it's 20 minutes. I'm also looking for a person with good social media skills to help us promote our show. You can email us at the link below at francogringo13@gmail.com.
And that email is also printed in our episode notes. Well, we have completed our first season, and I have received many messages and emails asking many questions. And by far, most questions I received from listeners are about the dating scene, nightlife, marijuana, and drug laws here in the Dominican Republic.
That's true, more than any other question. So we've gathered a team of longtime residents.
A team of two.
Pedro. Hola, hola. And with Franco. Thanks for having me, Franco. Yeah, so we've gathered, but we have a team of experts and expats, and we're all discussing the things that we know because we've got local knowledge, and this is not based on hearsay. And so tonight we're hoping to shed some light on what it is like to date and girls and the party scene and what we call the pleasure trap.
So there are many things here in the Dominican Republic that are accessible
Oh,
and
yeah.
And these are things that are maybe considered or are illegal or maybe not acceptable in most countries. Now, some of the following, what we're going to speak about, is governed by law, but most is governed by the people. It's governed by plain old anarchy, regardless.
That's right, anarchy.
Anarchy. Regardless, you need to make the right choices. You can't wait for the law to make your choices for you, because there's going to be a consequence either way if you make the wrong choices. So don't get caught. Don't get caught where, Pedro?
You know where, in the pleasure trap.
In the pleasure trap.
So what do we start with? Girls, drugs?
Start with the drug laws, because that's the biggest question. Marijuana is the biggest question.
That's right. People are always asking about, is marijuana legal? What happens if I get caught with marijuana? The short answer is that marijuana is illegal. You're not allowed to smoke it here legally. But of course, like North America, anywhere in Canada or the States, most people discreetly use marijuana.
And you can get away with a vape pipe. And honestly, the local weed here isn't very good anyways. But you can get away with a vape pipe here. You got to be careful, because if you're smoking weed, that just gives the police a reason to extract money from you, to scare you and get money from you.
Well, then that's important. That's, you bring up a good point, because part of the pleasure trap is that as a gringo, the trap is deeper than whether or not you were a Dominican. There are two sets of laws, like anywhere traveling in the world. If you're not from there, you're a visitor. And if you break the laws, you usually get far harsher sentences or you know, punishments. And like Franco was saying, this is a poor country. So if a gringo, you know, a guy from Canada or England or somewhere gets grabbed with a little bag of weed, they can bilk you for thousands and thousands of dollars and just hold you in a jail. You don't know. It's not your country. And another thing, before I give you back the microphone, Mr. Franco, is that most people don't know this, but at least I know, as far as American laws go, being an American, I have to obey the laws of the United States no matter where I go.
No matter where you're from.
So even if I were in a country where, say, cocaine was legal and I was doing it legally in that country, it's illegal for me to do it as an American citizen, and I can be arrested.
And here you have to obey the people's laws, because if you're out of hand, if you think you're coming here for a free-for-all, you got another thing coming. Cocaine, people ask about cocaine. Well, I believe it comes in through Haiti. So the closer you are to Haiti, the better quality it is. And it's very inexpensive. A bump of cocaine is basically cheaper than a cup of coffee here. But of course, that's, you know, anyone who knows anything about cocaine, that's the madness. And, you know, I strongly advise anyone to stay away from that, man.
Readily available, highly not recommended. It will destroy your life.
Now, the magic mushrooms, sometimes they have parties at certain beach bars where they have mushroom tea parties, and they're growing in the cow pastures on the side of the road. They're pretty easy to find the morning after a rainfall.
That's for sure.
You drive by, like, you'll know where they are, because you'll see a guy out there with a big basket or something walking through the fields.
Well, those cows are, we do live in the jungle, right?
So that's something that's, you know, that's around.
It's so, again, readily available. We are not condoning this. We are simply and honestly answering your questions. And everybody wants to know. So strangely enough, the byproducts of tropical paradises are all things that are bad for us, of course. Sunshine, sugar, tobacco, rum, women, you know. But we love the things that hate us.
We love the things that hate us.
That's a funny way to put it.
Now, the drugs aren't only available on the street. There's a lot of prescription drugs are available here over the counter, such as the sleeping aid Ambien, which I think is illegal in the United States now.
Or certainly need a prescription for.
Yeah, or you need,
like, Valium.
If it's on Valium, you can get over the counter.
Valium, you can buy at the gas station.
Viagra, you can get over the counter, or you can just buy them from a vendor on the beach.
Yeah,
for Oxyforte, you can get over the counter.
That's like a, well, I'm not sure.
Well, it's not oxycodone, but it's similar. It's not.
It's got Oxy.
It's not that strong. Something, yeah, the name.
That's over the counter.
Oxy. And a variety of antibiotics. Like if you have a sore throat or something, most of the time you just go to the pharmacy and explain it. and they'll give you the proper antibiotics. And of course, you have to take them according to, just like you would your doctor, you know, take them according to the label.
What I love is it's always a couple of like 19-year-old Dominican girls that you know did not go to pharmaceutical college.
Yeah.
My back hurts. Here, take this.
But they seem to know, but you got to be, well, it doesn't
they
hurt.
They do seem to know.
Well, whatever they give you, go home, look on the internet before you take it.
Yeah.
Make sure you got the right thing, you know? Now, having said that, if you have a history of alcohol or substance abuse, just stay away from here because you will die here. It happens all the time. And you have to have self-control.
It won't take a long time to kill yourself either, especially since everybody drives motorcycles with no lights and there's no drinking and driving enforcement. And so you if you come down here and get trashed, loaded drunk, you can definitely have a problem because people take advantage of you like anywhere else in the world. More here, I think they would take care of you. But like you said, if you have an alcohol or a substance abuse problem, the availability and the affordability will kill you quick.
Now, the big pink elephant in the room and the biggest question I've got, mostly from guys, but it's the same with the women. You won't be able to help but notice all the beautiful women that are here.
Are there beautiful women here?
Beautiful women everywhere.
Everywhere.
And as far as dating,
there's a lot of
there are a lot of available girls.
Beautiful women here, and it's okay to address girls like
Cariño or Mi Amor,
like, hey, darling, hey, my love, and stuff, and hey, sweetheart. That
means sweetheart or my love,
because that's how they talk to each other. Unlike you could never get away with that in the States.
You know, like if you're trying to get a waitress's attention, it's perfectly acceptable to, you know, say, hey, Mi Amor, Cariño, hey, sweetheart. You know, it's okay to do that. It's considered flirtatious, yeah. But it's okay. They don't mind. They're ladies. They like to be flirted with. They enjoy being women.
That's right.
In the United States, if you call a girl sweetheart, that could lead to a sexual harassment charge.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, for the most part, the ladies here, they're plentiful, but they're not faithful.
But they're also readily available. And then so that leads us to it, like, you know, like prostitution.
Now,
here.
Are they prostitutes, Pedro?
Well, no. Most girls here are not prostitutes.
Well, but there's plenty of them.
Okay, but let's first state that. Just so the listeners know that prostitution is legal here. What's illegal is pimping. And so it creates a safe, profitable system for these girls who would otherwise have no source of income to feed their kids. And they all have kids and they don't have any money.
You know, prostitution might be the wrong term because they're not.
Well, there's different degrees.
Right. It's not prostitutes as most people in other countries in the Northeast would know. They're
like me when I got here. I thought, oh my God,
they're not street junkies.
It's disgusting. Yeah, but it isn't. I know
and
many
it's
of
not
them.
Frowned upon either. Like, and we know them. I mean, they're friends and they're part of the community. But sadly, there's little opportunity here. And most of them, they really don't have any other choice to provide for their children.
That's true.
So okay. The poverty is an awful thing, man.
Poverty is definitely the root, right? But
sure,
there's a culture where the women here, if one of the absolutes is that a man is going to provide for you financially, and so whether that be a husband, a boyfriend, a lover, a client, I mean, there are girls that like. When they're in university and need money, they kind of date guys and will sex with them as friends. But then they expect a little something.
Yeah, I mean, on the other hand, a lot of them, they love their lifestyle. You know, they're out with their friends, they're dancing, they're partying, love the attention.
That's the real heart. Then there's the real prostitutes that love the life. They're out there.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of fun. I mean,
they're drinking, their jewelry and flowers and eating.
I mean, I stay away from street girls other than the fact that a lot of them, most of them, they're part of this community, and they do deserve respect. And they're friends of mine. I like to see them on the street, say hello to them, and talk to them for a little bit. Especially the ones that've been around as long as I have, the veterans. I got a place in my heart for them. You know? But there's a gray area when it comes to relationships here.
Yeah, and it always comes down to financial. So yeah, it begs the question, like what's being paid, like you know. And that's every relationship. That's anyone that has a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband, or a wife. You have to find the balance.
You know, your girlfriend, she's still poor.
Yeah, she has needs, and you are required to fulfill them.
Well, naturally, in any relationship, you help your girlfriend financially if you care about her. Now, is that payment? Well, that's a gray area. I mean, who knows, man? But I mean, you have to find that balance.
Well, it ain't easy.
If you can, it's nice to provide them with their basic needs if you can afford it. If you give them too much, unfortunately, now you're like a chump. So you have to find that. You have to find that balance, man. And if you're a chump, she'll just lose respect for you. It's sad, but that's the way it is.
And I think one of the things, you know, sticking with the theme of the pleasure trap, if you come here as a 50, 60, whatever year old, you know, white guy from Canada or Boston or LA or wherever you're from, and then you have a 20-year-old supermodel girlfriend that loves you, let me do the quotes that you can't see. Yeah, sometimes they do love you. However, you would have to be a fool to not realize that you're getting what you want from this beautiful young girl, and she is going to get what she needs,
exactly,
which is like money.
Like anything else, it's not a free ride, man. There's a fine line. And that can only be achieved after living here a while. You walk into this country, you think you got figured out how it works. You don't. You have to live here for a long time. You won't get there in a 2-week vacation. I mean, you really have to learn how things work, and you have to learn how to respect each other.
And everything is respect, and there are laws. And for example, you cannot have sex with a 17-year-old girl. You're going to jail, just like you would in North America. So if you're a disgusting, perverted pedophile,
you're in the wrong place.
This ain't the pleasure trap for you,
buddy. You know, and you won't last long. The same, but the opposite for the ladies. If they're looking for a nice young man,
sure,
it's pretty much the same deal. What do they call them? Sanky pankies?
Yeah, they call these young Dominican guys Sanky pankies.
A lot of them are good guys.
They're all good guys, but they're male version. They're male prostitutes. They're all, you know, jacked up with stomach muscles, and they put on gold chains and make themselves look all cool, and you see them with a 70-year-old British woman or a 70-year-old Polish lady, and of course she's paying for him, and it's the same exact arrangement.
And age difference doesn't really seem to matter, which is great for me, being an old bastard.
Get back to the positive.
It doesn't seem to matter.
You can have a 25-year-old girlfriend or wife that you love,
but not under 18. It's not acceptable.
You're 60. Nobody looks at you funny. It's
Don't even think about it. If you're a fucking predator, you will go to jail. Stay off my island, man, if you got bad intentions. Because you know what? Well, we have all lived here. I've lived here over 10 years. Pedro's lived here over 20. And these are our people. These are our friends. So if you have bad intentions and you get caught up in a mix, don't look to us expats for help, because we won't help you.
No, you would be the first to condemn you. He's not one of us.
You have to use common sense and street justice rules here. And, anarchy rules over anything else. If you're doing the wrong thing, you're going to get caught up in a bind, and you're going to pay for it.
But don't be scared off.
Common sense.
This is Pleasure Island, and you can be.
Certainly is.
You can find more pleasure here in so many different ways. The weather, the lifestyle, the language, the women, the partying, the drugs, whatever that kind of, whatever your thing is, you're free here as long as you abide. Yeah, well, sensibly, and then you can have pleasure without falling into the pleasure trap.
Now we could go on and on about this subject forever, because there's so many variables, but let's just leave it at that, because I think we pretty much covered it. And if you have any questions, you can email me, or you can download the Anchor mobile app, which is very simple. That's our host. Search Tropical Paradise Waits. Then tap voice message and leave me a voice message. And if you have a question that's a little off color, don't worry about it. And we're all adults here, so just remember, man. If any questions, don't be afraid to contact us. We have no problem. We'll get right back to you. And if it's suitable, we'll put it on the air. If not, we'll give you an answer directly to you.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tropical Paradise Waits. Don't wait any longer. Get here and let's do this in person.
Hey, remember, man, smart people listen to podcasts. Tell your friends. Google us. We're at the top of Google. Tropical Paradise Waits is presented by Elusive Media. New shows launched every Sunday. I look forward to hearing you listen.
Listen to BOA soon to our new Cardi B song,
The Bandits of the Apocalypse.
Entirely after the credits.
Best band in the Dominican Republic.
That's right, babies.
Listen after the credits.
Gracias. Tropical Paradise waits. Hasta mañana.
Don't forget, listen to the Bandits of Apocalypse, soon to be viral Cardi B song, after the credits. Listen in its entirety. And check out the video on YouTube. Hasta luego. See ya.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega.
Our editor and fact checker,
They'll Never Know.
Our chairperson,
Wilma Butfit.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Hugh Jass.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.
Cardi B, Cardi B, Cardi B, Cardi B, Cardi B, Cardi B. title song. You put clickbait in the title and you hope it catches on. It helps to stir up controversy. There's really no such thing as bad publicity.
I think I'm gonna call Cardi B to see if she liked my song. I'm gonna try her on Skype here. I'm nervous. Hola, Cardi. Cardi B. Entonces, ¿tú escuchaste mi canción de ti? ¿Te gusta?
No. No. I don't like that. A mí no me gusta eso.